Welcome to Bellingham Technical College's Money Smarts Financial Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Benoit. Each episode, we'll be talking with BTC students, staff, community professionals, and financial experts about financial literacy and wellness in order to help listeners navigate resources in the community and empower themselves financially. Today, I am here with Brandy Johnson. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, but how are you?
I'm doing very well. So first off, what program are you in here at BTC?
Oh, I finally got into the Radiological Technologies program.
Okay.
They call us the rad techs. It's a lot easier to say because it's pretty mouthful. But for everyone else, it's those people in the doctor's office and stuff that take your x-rays. That's us.
Okay. And rad tech does sound pretty cool. I mean, it sounds rad. So what motivated you to pursue that?
At the time, it was just I was searching for a career in the health field. And I've been in so many dead-end jobs that I decided I really need a change. I need something that can actually give me a career. So yeah, I just looked around and I was reading the description on this one and it just kind of clicked with me. You're not stuck in a little box all day long. You get to walk around, you get to move, you get to interact with people, and that's what I love. And then I just found out more about it, that it's kind of a gateway to so many other things in the hospital.
Awesome. Now I want to talk a little bit about the college funding resources that you personally have. Now, you filled out the FAFSA, but what did your awards look like? Did you receive Pell Grants? Were you eligible for student loans? What did your financial aid package look like?
Pretty dismal to start off with. I filled out the FAFSA, and I'm married, so they expect my spouse to contribute quite a lot, and it's really crazy because it would be like half of our income, and half of our income goes to our house payment, so don't quite get how that's going to work. But as I've already graduated from Western with a degree, I am ineligible for grants.
Okay.
So there goes another form of financial aid. And I was literally just at a loss of what to do. And I got the call from our program advisor saying, hey, you got into the program. And about 2 weeks later, I lost my job.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Fate loves me. So, yeah, and just in from there. And I was just like, oh, great. What am I going to do? So I started emailing. I think I started with financial aid, and they're like, no, you want to go talk to workforce, and they kind of steered me in the right direction. And then I found about all these other programs that could help me out with just at least starting up, and I even got myself a scholarship.
So you mentioned workforce. You're part of several workforce funding programs. Tell me a little bit about those.
The one that I'm a part of for mostly is the worker retraining. Since I mentioned that I lost my job like right after I got the acceptance into the program, I worked with a gal named Corey in the workforce funding office, and she steered me down the right roads. But this program really helped me because I used to work at a fishery. I process fish. Wonderful smelling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was wonderful. And it's a low demand job. And she was going through the computer showing me, you know, this is what your job would be classified as, and currently it's in low demand. And it's like, well, what job do you want to go to? And I was like, well, I just got accepted into the Rad Tech program. So we looked that one up, high demand. And it's a bridge program to help you, you know, it's all of a sudden you lose your job. It happens, it's life. And they're trying to shuffle people from something low in demand like that to something high in demand is what they want to do. And most of the time, a lot of us aren't even prepared for that to happen. And there's no way that you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm going to start this program. If I had to shell out of pocket, it probably went in close to $2,000-$3,000 just to start this quarter up. And they give you the funding to get that done. They helped with my tuition, and then they helped pay for my books. And I would have been in the hole if it wasn't for that.
That's excellent. For those who don't know, workforce funding is a department here at BTC, like Brandy just alluded to, help students access funding through the Department of Social and Health Services, of course, better known as DSHS. There's a lot of different programs. We're focusing on just a couple. One of those, of course, is worker retraining, and that helps unemployed workers update skills and learn in-demand skills that can lead to high-wage, high-demand jobs. And if you're eligible, you could also qualify for short-term financial support through this grant, which is state-funded. You can be eligible for worker retraining if you've been laid off, if you receive or are eligible for unemployment benefits. You've exhausted unemployment benefits within the last 4 years. You're self-employed, but your business closed due to economic problems. Also, if you just got out of the armed forces in the last 4 years, or you're active duty military and you receive separation papers from the military. And finally, if you were disconnected from your main source of income, meaning you're dependent on someone else's income, but due to divorce, death, or maybe your partner becomes unemployed, you also qualify. You mentioned Corey, who you worked with here at BTC, Corey Olson. Now you, is that mainly how you found out about all of these programs?
Yeah, she's kind of like the gateway person. I got on the BTC website and started looking at this, and I believe it's her contact info is the one first listed, and I was like, okay, let's do this. So I just sent her an email, and things went from there.
And she told you about what you qualified for and how you could apply for it, and then you just went through the whole process?
For the most part, yeah, like explained what's going to happen, what's going on. You know, these are some of your options, you know, just to figure it all out. And it was a slower process for me. It took a couple of months because we were still getting information from my FAFSA back. We had to still get some forms. We had to figure out the whole unemployment going on because I just started getting it. And I think I started working with her like 2 weeks afterwards. So we had to give it a little bit of time because they do have deadlines. And I was just under that deadline getting all this paperwork in for when my program started.
So another program that we want to talk about is BFET, which stands for Basic Food Employment and Training. And that helps eligible students access education, again, that can lead to better jobs. So if you're getting those federal basic food benefits, that's a qualification for possibly getting into BFET. How have you benefited from BFET?
They have helped out too. They've kind of picked up the tab where my worker retraining stopped. If I didn't have worker retraining, BFET would be extremely great because I got food stamps. I have food stamps. I'm actually losing my food stamps at the end of the month, and I'm so bummed out. But with them, just I think that's the most qualifying thing for. They told me, hey, you know, this is another program you might want to look at since you're unemployed. Go ahead and fill it all out. See what happens. And that's exactly what I did. And I, you know, $15, but it's enough to get me into the BFET program. You know, $5 can get you in there. It's just as long as you get those benefits. And they help, you know, with the tools, they help with the books, but they also have a couple other things. And they give you a bus pass. You know, for someone who, I live farther out of town, so it's not exactly the feasible thing for me. But for somebody who lives closer in town and can take the bus, they'll help you pay for that bus pass.
You mentioned you kind of, after losing your job, you just kind of went on the BTC website and you saw Corey's contact info with related to the workforce funding. But yeah, how did you get started with the intake process for BFET and worker retraining and getting involved in these programs? What's your advice to people who are listening?
Questions, get them answered. Find somebody who can answer them. If you're not sure, send the email or make that phone call first. And, you know, odds are if it is the right person, hey, cool, you get it started. If it's not, they're going to direct you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I have lost my job several times from job shipping overseas or something happened, downsizing. And I've been through the rigmarole before. If you're, like I said, if you're not sure, BFET has theirs, the food stamps. You can go apply online. You can go down to the office. I like online, but you know, if you're not, like I said, not sure, fill it out. Nothing, you know, nothing's going to happen if you fill it out and they tell you no. That's the worst that's going to happen. You took 20 minutes every day, you filled it out, they said no. If you filled it out and it's like, hey, you get $5, that can lead to another gate of being opened and you can, you know, go through that gate and get help.
And how much paperwork is involved to get basic food benefits, which could lead to involvement in the BFET program?
The BFET one is the basic information, you know, like your mailing address, how much do you make, what are your bills, where's your money going? That's pretty much the summary of all the questions that they have.
Is there a website that or a place you can go to check if you're eligible for those benefits?
Yeah, me, myself, love Google, so I Googled it. You get all sorts of stuff back, but their website is washingtonconnection.org.
Okay.
And that one will take you right there. So yeah, definitely go to that washingtonconnection.org.
So my understanding is that as long as you are eligible for food benefits and you apply for them, even if you're reward, and I, you know, there are people who get reward benefits where you get the piece of paper and it says you are eligible for $0 or some, you know, ridiculously small amount, $5 or $10. Whatever that amount is, as long as you get that piece of paper, if you've applied and you are eligible to do so, that also qualifies you for BFET.
I guess, you know, even if you get that and it says, hey, you have been approved, as long as you got that approval, you can go in there and try out for that BFET program, and, you know, you're probably going to get help with that because you've been approved. So
that, I mean, that's just a good reminder that if, even if you are eligible and apply for one program and those benefits don't meet your expectations, and that's a disappointment, just because you're eligible for one thing means you're likely eligible for other things that can help you. And so it's a reminder that even if you don't think you will get benefits from something, if you can apply, might as well.
Yeah, take that time, definitely do it. You never know what's going to happen.
What are some of your future goals as far as, you know, you've gotten all this assistance to help you get to where you are now. What are your goals moving forward in your life?
To make it to the next day. We have my short-term goal, just make it and wake it up the next day and actually getting through the tests. My long-term goals... to graduate, I would like to be like one of the top people in my class, but some of this stuff is kind of hard, and I've been out of school for so long. It's like, okay, I want to just graduate and have at least one job offer when I graduate and get out that door and have one place I want to work.
Overall, how do you feel? Obviously, you know, when you're not sure where you're going to get money from and you're able to get the funding necessary to do what you need to do, that's obviously a huge blessing. But, I mean, how have these programs overall helped with your college experience here at BTC?
Getting help from them was just amazing. I've been doing this on my own before. I've got student loans before. But just having that support network there, the stress level comes down just, like, crazy down. And I don't have to worry about it anymore. It's just amazing.
Well, Brandy, thank you so much for being here. Hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that our listeners get something out of it. And just a reminder that workforce funding is located on the BTC campus in the College Services Building, room 102. Students can stop in or visit the Workforce Funding page on the BTC website. Thanks for listening to this episode of the BTC Money Smarts podcast. Be sure to check out all our episodes on the BTC website. They're loaded with stories, tips, tricks, and strategies for financial literacy. This podcast is produced by Cheryl Kennedy with music courtesy of bensound.com. I'm Matt Benoit. We'll see you next time.